This is the fourth of four six-minute starters. How do I pray? Well, firstly, we're all different. A while ago, I did a Myers-Briggs course and at the end of the day found out that I was an extrovert. I went back and told my parish and they said to me, you needed to go on a course to know that you're an extrovert? Well, I think extroverts and introverts pray differently sometimes. I think some people find it very easy to sit in contemplation for quite a long time. And some people, myself included, have a butterfly mind that's always thinking of somebody else. I used to know a man called Tony, and he was one of the best preachers I've ever heard. And I went to a quiet day that he was leading. And Tony, to my surprise, said this, when I sit down to pray, there are 101 other things that I would rather be doing. And I was really surprised because to me he was such a godly man, and yet he was open and honest with us and said, I find prayer so, so difficult. What is prayer? Well, prayer is a conversation with somebody who knows you and loves you more than anyone else. You draw up a chair by the fireside, you sit with God and you speak to him and you listen to him. And it's real. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to somehow put on a mask. You don't have to dress it up. You tell God how it is for you. Well, he knows anyway, so you might as well tell him. You tell him what your fears are for the future. You tell him about the great day you've had. You tell him about the lousy day you've had. You tell him about the blessings that you've received. And you tell him about the day you're dreading tomorrow morning. Whatever it is, God's unshockable. Don't dress it up. Just say it to him. And when do you pray and how do you pray? Well, I'd say find a time that suits you. For me, it's morning. I'm not a great nighttime person because after a while, if it gets far beyond 11-ish, I just fall asleep. I get too tired to pray. I start off in prayer and I never finish because I've fallen asleep. For me, it's morning time. Find a place to pray where you won't get disturbed. You know, we're all in a busy world, aren't we? It's all rush, rush, rush. It's not necessarily of our making, but it's just how the world is now. And for some people, praying in the car on the way to work is a great thing to do. You won't be interrupted. Well, you may be if you're running the children to school first, but if it's just you in the car, why not pray then? Just say it aloud. People will think you're talking on your phone if you see your lips moving. But three pieces of advice, don't kneel down, don't close your eyes, don't put your hands together, but just pray when you're driving. Or perhaps find a pattern for your prayer time. For me, I tend to read the Bible first. I tend to jot down little phrases that jump out at me from the Bible passage and write them down and then look over them again. And perhaps you could do the same. Why not start with a gospel? If you're not in the habit of reading the Bible, start with a gospel. And jot down as you read through, just a little bit every day, jot down a phrase that hits you. And then let that phrase run around your mind all day. Just focus on that phrase. Let it rumble around in your brain. For example, you might be reading John's Gospel. You might get to verse 14 of John chapter 1, and you might hear that Jesus came to us, and here are the words, full of grace and truth. And through the day, you might be thinking to yourself, full of grace and truth. Not just a little bit of it, but more than enough for everybody. Full of grace and truth. Enough for me too. Or full of grace. You know, sometimes when we're judgmental, it's good to remember that Jesus is full of grace. What does it mean to have that grace, that undeserved love and forgiveness of God? And full of truth. And just let that rattle around in your brain. Unpack those phrases of scripture. Turn it into a prayer. For others, they just chat their way through their relationship with God day by day. They give God a running commentary on what he's doing in their lives that day and what they're facing. They thank God openly. And they talk to God when times are difficult. It's just a running commentary through the day. Maybe you're like that. Prayer is really important. You know, if you love someone, you never talk to them. What sort of love is it? If you're married to somebody and yet you never sit down, you never have a conversation, you never say thank you, you never pour out your deepest fears or the things you're most proud of, the things that you feel really blessed about, well, what sort of a relationship is that? And prayer is important. Martin Luther said this years and years ago. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of his willingness. We're not, in other words, trying to persuade God to do something. We're not treating God like some sort of cosmic slot machine where we push in our prayer and we get out an answer. We're having that conversation with God where we're tuning into his willingness. We're tuning into the fact that he is actually on our side, that he actually loves us. He actually wants the best for us, and not just for us, but for all those around us, and not just for them, but for all his people around the world. And let me share this verse with you too. Samuel in the Bible, in the Old Testament, says this: "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." Isn't that interesting? You're not sinning against the person who you're failing to pray for. Samuel says, "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." However you pray, wherever you pray, whenever you pray, make contact with the God who loves you and knows you. Tell him everything and listen to what he has to say to you.